Oscar 4 Whiskey Tango Foxtrot Mobile.
B4CPA Mobile, good afternoon.
Tune, how are you doing today? I'm trying to remember the name, but I'll probably mess it up. So can you go ahead and give it to me again?
I'll be glad to, because I can't remember yours either. It's David, and I am mobile in downtown Greenville.
David, the name here is Todd. For some reason, I was thinking Steve, so I'm glad I didn't say anything.
I'm bad if you said Steve. I only know one Steve. No, I'm kidding. He's a good guy. Well, so how's your day going?
I actually got to play a little bit of what I call big boy radio on the HF rig this morning. Made a few contacts, getting a lot of stuff done around the house, and now I'm headed to one of the convenience centers to take some tore up scrap metal and get rid of it.
I'm only going to send you half, Dave. It's supposed to be 20, so I'm just going to send you 10, because it's supposed to be a great guy. KN4, VWX.
That was Steve. Or as we used to call him, the wild man.
Kids, I hear you and Steve and Tom and Patrick talking on the radio so much. You guys are almost like my morning radio show.
Been there with us.
They have something to add to it.
Oh, no. You don't have to have something to ask. You can just jump in with comments. Like, what are we going to do with Dave?
Remember, I either playing tennis, coming back from tennis, stretching to get ready for tennis, or he's opening up the mic so we could hear the engine in his Mustang.
Well, now, this is true, however, that we must be ever vigilant for those times when he forgets whether he's coming to play tennis or going from playing tennis. So we got to keep an eye on the boy.
I was up in your neck of the woods coming out 290. I went up to see my sister in Maggie Valley yesterday, and I spent the night and came back today. But yeah, you're right. I'm usually playing tennis. I'd probably be playing tennis today if I hadn't have gone up there.
What about here? I've just pulled into the Lake Bowen Fish Camp, and I'm taking my lovely bride in to get some fish. Y'all have fun at it. Carry on. Dave, behave yourself. 73's both up. KN4VWI, I'm clear.
You have a good evening. 73's KB4CBA.
Running around downtown Greenville today.
Really just cutting through. It's a little cut through to get to the pharmacy at Memorial Hospital. And I come down Magby and then I hit Spring Street. And then I hit the on-ramp to Church Street. And it's just a little, it just cuts off a little bit of the my trip to Memorial Hospital. They have a drive-through set up. They won't let you go in and pick up your medicine anymore. You have to go through this drive-through and they bring it out to you. It's kind of convoluted, but that's the way they do it. It's COVID.
They thinking it sounds like a nice thing, a little drive-up pharmacy, until you said it was convoluted.
You don't hear that word very often. That's a word we used to use a lot years ago, but anyway. You go up to a window and then they confirm that you have the prescriptions ready, that they have the prescriptions ready inside, and then if they do, they tell them, you know, to bring them on out, and then you drive down to another window, and that's where you pick them up and pay for them, and is usually a line, and they close in 6 minutes. And I'm on the campus, so I'll be there in about a minute, so I'm going to barely make it.
If you make it to the first window, or at least in line for the first window, they just won't shut down without helping you out.
As long as I get there by 5 o'clock, so it's, I got 4:53 on my, 4:54 now on my car, so, you know, there's people in line, so good Lord. So hopefully they won't close.
About 5 o'clock, they'll come up to the last car and put some orange cones behind it and wave everybody else off.
What happens is that when I get up to the window, they'll say, I'm sorry, we're closed.
Up again until Monday.
See, they're open tomorrow. They have shorter hours on Saturday and Sunday, and I should have asked my wife. She didn't go with me on my trip up to see my sister, and I should have got her to pick them up. I just didn't think about it.
The Flattown Convenience Center here to unload some stuff. It was good talking to you. I'll go ahead and say 7-3, and next time I hear you all talking, I'll at least say something sarcastic just to get your attention.
Yeah, and you said your name was Tom, is that right?
The Tango Oscar Delta Delta. It's funny, a lot of times people, I guess I don't pronounce the D too well on the radio because I get a lot of, are you Tom? That's Todd with a D.
I see there, I got your name wrong and you even told me what it was. Oh, me. All right, well, you have a good one, and good to talk with you, and I'll talk to you again soon, and I'd like to hear more about what you were doing on HF this morning. But anyway, we'll let you go. KP4CBA Mobile listening.
L4WTF, clear.
PC.
Doing, Jerry?
David, how you doing today? Are you heading back or heading out?
I'm in the line for the drive-thru at the pharmacy right now.
You gonna get your COVID booster, or are you gonna? You actually had COVID though once before, didn't you?
My wife and I both had COVID in January, and then we got our shots in the end of March. And, you know, if they offer a booster, I'll get one. I mean, you know, what the heck? The more the merrier. I mean, you know. But they checked her blood. She gave blood the other day, and they checked her blood for antibodies, and she still has antibodies, so I should too, because we had it at the same time.
We got our last shot, I think, was around the 20th, or let me think. I think it was somewhere around the end of March, because we got our first one in February. I think you had to wait 4 weeks. Is that what it was? I don't remember now.
I don't know. It was either 2 or 4 weeks from the time that you got your first one. You could get your second one, and then you know, we both had a mild reaction to it. But in fact, my wife had a worse reaction than I did. It didn't bother me too bad, but. It definitely wasn't as bad as COVID, and we're pretty sure we were back several weeks ago. We were both sick for 2 weeks, and I'm pretty sure we had the Delta variant. So, you know, I think we've both been round and round with that thing.
my grandkids, you was wasn't in close contact with somebody that tested positive, but it was a couple of weeks ago. Of course, they're fine, but we haven't noticed anything. I haven't been tested by anybody. I'll get the booster when it becomes available to you. We got to go to a wedding sometime in October, but I don't think we'll be eligible for it until sometime after that. I think they said 8 months afterwards, but anyway, after the last one, I guess. I'm not sure. I don't remember now what they said, what they was talking about. Tell you what, if you're playing outdoors today, if you already played that, I bet if you hit you, it was awful. It sure was bad here today.
I've been up in Maggie Valley. I went up yesterday and spent the night with my sister, and her husband's in the hospital and at Asheville at Mission, and so I just went up there to, you know, see her, see how she's doing, and just, you know, try to give her some encouragement. He's had a pretty rough go of it. In fact, we weren't sure he was going to make it, but he's doing a lot better. So, but he's still in the hospital, and I just got back at 4:30, and then I walked in the house, and I realized that I had four prescriptions to pick up, so I had to turn right around and get back in the car and come over here to Memorial Hospital to pick them up. So here I am. So how you been doing that? Last time I talked with you, you were having some problems.
Hey, I haven't had any more incidents. Hey, the stress test went okay. They said I had arrhythmia, but I still need to go get my I think I've got acid reflux too, and I'm gonna have to go get that checked out sometime in the next month or so. But I seem to be doing a lot better. I'm still, you know, when you have an incident like that, it just kind of makes you a little more cautious. It wasn't anything that needed to give me medication for, but yeah, I had an EKG several years ago and didn't notice it, or 8 or 10 years ago, but this time it showed up in the EKG and showed up in the stress test as well. So something's different. I guess just getting older.
I didn't know an EKG could show you you're getting older. Yeah, well, it's good that they had a baseline to compare it to, and I've had several EKGs, and I've been real fortunate. Yeah, I mean, I could drop over dead tomorrow, but anyway, the doctor, I go every 6 months and have, you know, a full workup, and the doctor says just keep doing what you're doing, so I guess that's what I'll do.
Pretty good. Over the last several years, I never had a stress test. They gave me a nuclear type. And I got on the treadmill, and I thought, I was kind of concerned because I'd never been on one. I heard other people say, well, I just haven't been getting any exercise to match anything lately. But yeah, I hit my targeted rate and stayed there, and actually went a little bit above it. And, you know, they talked to you, you know, it is, they talked to you, that sort of thing, and they inclined it. And I was just walking pretty fast. I wasn't jogging or anything like that. I'm not in that good of shape, but I didn't have any trouble. I wasn't, you know, got a little bit short of breath there towards the end, but they were talking to me while I was walking. And but everything went okay. They didn't tell me they saw anything out of the ordinary, but they did. It was just PCVs or PVCs or whatever the heck those things are. Post-ventricular contractions. I don't remember which one it was, whatever that terminology is. But I've noticed it a time or two over the years, but it just didn't faze me. But you know, when you get older, those sorts of things bother you a little more.
Nuclear stress test.
I mean, dying. You know, they did it before and after, but they didn't do the. It was a nuclear stress test, but it wasn't a drug stress test. I mean, I got on the treadmill, and then they and ejected a dye in me as I was, you know, when I was getting her reading on the treadmill, my peak heart rate, I mean. But, you know, they got the before and after, and so they got the, you know, dye. They didn't see blockages or anything like that, which was good. I was afraid I might have a blockage as bad a eater as I was, you know, for years and years and years, but they didn't see anything.
Well, yeah, I've had those before. Well, I tell you, they ran me on a treadmill. It was crazy. I'm up here at the window. Hang on just a second. Now, pick up my prescriptions. KB4CBA. KB4CBA Mobile.
JC, what'd you do? Did you have to, how many prescriptions you have to get? 50?
I think, I had four, but, one car, it's just a little building, and one car pulled over to the wrong side. I'm not sure why it was over there. The only thing I can figure out is they must have asked them to pull over there because it wasn't ready or something. And so then the next car in front, two cars in front of me, three cars in front of me pulled. I saw that car there, and they pulled up there. So behind the other car, so they were in the wrong lane. So the lady told me, you know, of course, I knew that was coming here a million times, and so those other two, they had to, even at the window, they were in line ahead of me, so they were having to, you know, help them first.
You got what you need to do. It's been a zoo out here today. I was out this morning and this afternoon. You think it was a day off?
I was on Interstate 40 and Interstate 26 and going up to Maggie Valley, and you know, if the traffic was heavy, but it we moved along good even through the construction areas. You know, we were running at or above the speed limit the whole time, so it was really surprising, but the traffic was heavy. You know, I've seen it a lot slower, but not any heavier than it was today. I mean, we were like bumper to bumper, but we were running, you know, 65, 70 miles an hour.
Even along like this, I think we had to feed the grandkids up yesterday a little earlier than usual. It was probably, I don't know, 4:30 headed back from down to 85 from Greenland. I mean, that was like a, I don't understand, even after you get past 153, it's just like a parking lot. I can't figure out what in the world, I was in the middle of the road, what was going on. There weren't any accidents. I don't know what happened, but anyway, it's just, I was mainly on Friday afternoons coming back through there.
153, where were you at on 153?
South, and where the 153 exit is, you know, it's always terrible in the afternoons there. So I get over the far left-hand lane heading south. But yesterday, we were way past one, that exit, you know, I think it's exit 40. We were way past that exit. It's still just, traffic was everywhere. They just stopped in the middle of the road. And I didn't see any accidents or anything up there when we got past. I don't know what was going on, but it was awful yesterday. We used to wait till about 6, after 6 or so to leave, but we didn't get them back here, Gwen, and had to feed them dinner.
You're really rolling the dice when you get on 85. It's just, you know, you just never know. It's just crazy. I don't know how the accidents happen. I guess I don't know if they're caused by lane changes or what. I guess something I can figure out. Every now and then you you'll see somebody that's gotten rear-ended, they got so many accidents. I saw a few radars going up there, and I didn't see any coming back, but of course yesterday was Friday, and Friday's probably the busiest day. If it's like everywhere else, I know it is here. It seems like I don't know why, but there's just more traffic on Friday than there is any other day during the week. Golly, a car just drove on Church Street, and I'm coming up on Church Street Bridge, and he drove over the concrete median and made a U-turn. I've never seen anybody do that.
I think you've seen it all. You see something? See something new? We've got a roundabout down below us here in Anderson. This got a raised median and a raised circle in the middle. But it doesn't have curves. It just kind of goes up, tapers up. And I've seen people just drive straight through the thing, not even slow down. The car bottoms out. I don't know what they think they're doing. And it is that way, so some of these tractor drivers that come through there can go over them. But seems like every once in a while somebody on their own decides they're going to take a shortcut. And all you do is just stand there, just sit there and watch them. You don't dare get in front of them because if they're crazy enough to do that, they'll sure hit you.
They put one of those on the street. I think it's called Henderson Street. It runs down beside what used to be John Finger Mazda, it's Bradshaw Mazda now. And if you go down that street, it goes into some of the ritzy section of some of the homes off of Parkins Mill and back in there. These are real nice houses. But anyway, so they put a traffic circle down just below the dealership there to slow people down coming into that nice neighborhood, and it had a big mound of dirt on it, and the sun is right in your eyes, right in front of you, like in the summer at 5 o'clock, and this lady in a real nice Audi, she, right after they put that thing out, she evidently didn't see it, because the sun was in her eyes, and she plowed right up on top of that thing, and I mean, it tore that car up, boy, I tell you. And when I went by, her and her daughter had gotten out, and they were standing on top of the mound of dirt, just looking around like, where'd all this come from? It was kind of comical. I'm just glad, they weren't hurt, but boy, it tore their car up.
Neighborhood where you cross Lawrence and go by the Toyota place there, it goes Verde, and that way there's some really nice houses. That must be the same area that you're talking about. It, and we head like towards that's the way we used to go when we had to pick one of the kids up in Sierra Collins. We'll go that back way, and we haven't been that way in a long time. It may be one there too, but it wasn't. I have an idea where you're talking about. If it's on the back behind John Finger, where John Finger used to be, is that where you're talking about?
There's a street there. In fact, I think it used to just come to T, but I think it actually goes straight across now because they've opened up. I don't know what you call it. It's like a little community with. It's like a city within itself. They have their own grocery store and just everything, it's right there, so you don't even have to leave your community to get just about anything that you would need. And all that property was owned by John D. Hollinsworth, and he was real smart. He leased that property to people instead of selling it to them, and that way he was always making money off of it. And of course, since he died, I don't know who's in charge of his estate. they're either selling it or leasing it, because all that land's getting developed back in there. The reason I know that is because my wife used to do his I forget what you call it, but anyway, she did all the legal documents for him and typed them up and everything, so she knows a lot about the old John D. that you know, that the rest of us don't know.
Business with him 40 years ago, over 40 now, I guess. You know, he had all the carding equipment, did reclaiming the cards and stuff, just about everybody in the textile business. But now, where you, the property you're talking about, Dave, is that over there near Verde, or is it across Lawrence on the other side?
Across the street from Bradshaw Mazda, and it's where the old, if you remember, Sam's Wholesale used to be there, and then they tore the building, well, they let the building stand for a long, long time, but I think it's torn down now, and but anyway, and they're developing, you know, even beyond that point, back in there, they're developing, you know, way back in there. I don't know how far back it goes, so I haven't even been down that road. But there used to be a Sam's, and then beside it, there used to be a Best Buy. And, of course, both of those have moved on, you know, years ago. And that property has just sat vacant for years.
I'm at that, too. He had all that property on the other side of Verde, too. He still got some property there between Verde and the interstate, I think, just... I think they're going to eventually develop that too. I know you're telling me there's a bunch of stuff down that on that side of Verde, back there where towards Old Sam's and Circuit City. Oh, it used to be Circuit City too one time down in there, I think. But to where the Sam's and Best Buy was back in there, it's like a whole city back of there, just off of Verde. I ain't gone down there too deep, but all those houses are. Those houses are, I mean, they are like, there are hundreds of them down there now, and they're just incredible. You know, they're asking $400,000, $600,000 for townhomes.
So down there off of Verde with Amy Finger, she was taking pictures of the cars, and she liked that spot there. There was a, when they started that development, she had a particular spot she liked to take the pictures at a certain time of the day, you know, where the sun, I guess, shined on the cars, made it look nicer. Anyway, she wanted me to ride down there with her for some reason, I don't remember why, and so we rode down there, and I looked at his house, and I thought to myself, my goodness. I know what you mean. Those things they're huge, and it's kind of like the old saying, you know, if you have to ask, you can't afford it, kind of thing. Because I don't need to ask how much it is, because I know I couldn't afford it. So anyway, that's probably the kind of houses they're building, you know, in that new section, because it's, you know. That's just the way it's going, but, you know, a lot of it's funny. A lot of people don't know what to do in a traffic circle, especially if it's a two-lane traffic circle. Now, those are, you know, one lane just keeps going around the circle, and the other one exits off, and, you know, you got to know what you're doing, and some people, they get in that traffic circle, and they're like, what the heck am I supposed to do? It's really funny to watch some people.
You got one lane when you're in town, and which is where we came back a little bit ago. We came through one day, and this lady, she just sat there. She didn't move, and I was kind of easing up there, because I, you know, I didn't know where she was going or not. Of course, if you're in the circle, you're supposed to yield to whoever's in the circle. They don't, you know, we got one neighborhood down there, just that's where they can get out of the neighborhood. They think they own the traffic circle, and they just barge right in. But I said, it ain't worth having an accident. You know, let them just go through if they want to. There's always a wreck, somebody knocking a post down, knocking mailboxes down. Seems like all the time down there. That lady, she sat there, and it must have been, I don't know, she was still sitting there when we went all the way through. Like, she didn't know which way to go. But those two lane ones, you know, two lane ones down Verde, golly, well, those people, they really get confused on those things. It just reminds me of that thing from Chevy Chase, a European vacation, with a guy on one of those roundabouts in London. They just kept going around and around and around and couldn't get out. But I called, they have two, I think, on Millennium Parkway. I call those trainee roundabouts because they have two lanes there. But as you know, standing right on the way when you go past Fisher Middle School down there. And those aren't quite as congested, except when school gets out. That's how you can go down there and might be able to learn how to do it, but they still don't pay attention to the rules.
They have some of those down in Somerville, where my daughter lives, and they have some of the two-lane ones, and it gets rather interesting, you know, when it's busy. And there's cars going around that circle and cars coming in, and you have to be on your toes because like you say, you've got to yield to, if you're coming in from into the traffic circle, you're not already in it. If you're coming into it, you got to yield, and some people don't know that, and they just keep going. And you're like, hello. There are two cars in one lane, and all of a sudden,
the inside lane, they're trying to move over on you. You can't blow the horn. They still don't. They're like, well, what did I do wrong? Why didn't you let me in? And they just don't get it. But I think the one down below the house, I think it's been here probably a couple of years now, but it's still a mess. So sometimes it did. It was a four-way stop at one time. The four-way stop was even more confusing than the traffic circle. It was to some people. They'd sit there and sit there and sit there. Either somebody just blow through it. And I told one engineer, I said, why don't you put a traffic light there? And he said, well, he said, traffic light costs so much money. I said, yeah, but I said, that roundabout costs over $1 million. You know, I think it was about $1.4 million to put it in. It's not a dual lane. It's not a double lane. I said, yeah, that's a lot of money. I said, you can put a traffic light there that one of those deals where somebody comes up off the main road where it turns, where it clicks and turns on when it's supposed to. But I don't know why they did. I think they just wanted to experiment with our tax dollars.
Might as well blow our tax money on something. Oh, me. I tell you, I can't remember where it is. It's somewhere here in the upstate. There's a fire department right down the street from a roundabout, and they tried to get them to put a traffic light up because the fire truck can't make the roundabout turn. And so I don't know what they do. I don't know if they just drive over it or, you know, do the best they can to go around it, but they have to get up on the curb because the truck just won't. It's just too big to. And it's a small roundabout, and it just, you know, it just won't. It just won't turn that way. It would have to have those turning rear wheels to make that roundabout turn. And I've seen that intersection, but I just can't remember where it is.
Yeah, there's a big power station right there in Verde. I think it's between a couple of roundabouts. But I don't know where they can get this. Since it's a dual lane, I won't have any trouble getting over it or not. But they were building it when they were redoing Verde. And before they built the roundabouts, they had that thing built, I think. It's somewhere there between, I think it's between two of them. It's not, and it is a There is a traffic light or two somewhere in there. Was. I think we're, gosh, I can't remember the name of the road now, but it crosses over Millennium and it runs into Verde. I think there's a traffic light there. And I can't remember exactly where the fire station is, whether it's below that traffic light or not, but still, they had to head in another direction. I don't know where that district is. If they had to head in another direction, they'll have to get through the roundabout somewhere or another.
Originally, they were going to put that fire station up on the corner there at Lawrence Road at Verde, right there, and that there's a it's just woods right now. But I guess they figured it might be too hard to get out into the intersection, so they moved it down there on Verde. But I guess since that's a double lane traffic circle, they probably don't have much trouble getting through there. But the one I'm talking about is like just a single lane, and it's real small, and I guess, like I said, the fire truck just has to drive up on the curb, to get to where it needs to go. They're an emergency vehicle. They could go the wrong way on the traffic circle. That would work, too. But anyway, well, I pulled in the garage here, and I'm going to go inside, and the wife's probably got supper ready. She was starting it when I left, and that was an hour ago. So anyway, good talk with you, Jerry. I hope you continue to do well with your health, and I'll say 73s. I'll stick around for your final, and you have a good weekend and the rest of the weekend. 73s KB4CPA.
Okay, Dave, have a good afternoon, good evening. Good talking to you. Better go in there and grab something to eat. Makes me hungry thinking about it. Take it easy. N4DJC clear.